Shaw here, and today I'm chatting to Alan Jenkin from Texas, and I'm very lucky to catch him because he's a lean, mean running machine. Alan is one of those individuals who just loves to run, at least outdoors. However, whilst running gives Alan great stamina, increases the endurance of his heart and lungs, it does little for his upper body strength, and as such he felt he needed to seek out some other form of exercise. Alan admits he hates weight training and going to the gym, so let's find out how he was introduced to the 7-minute workout and why he finds it so appealing. So, Alan, are you there?
I'm there, yeah.
Jolly good. So, can you tell me a bit about yourself? And I'm going to start with what for some people is a bit of a rude question, but how old are you?
Well, that's a good one, Jean. Thank you for asking that. I'm 78. My birthday's coming up soon, so I'll be in my 80th year coming fairly shortly.
Wow. I'm very impressed. Because you run every day, is that right?
I used to run every day, more or less. I've actually cut back on my running. I'm running less and enjoying it more, I think, is the truth of the matter right now.
And how do you find that? Because you live in Texas, and from what I remember of Texas, it's hot, isn't it, there?
In the summer, yeah. We've had, actually this week is only in the 90s, so we're pretty good, but it was been in the hundreds for several weeks before. In the morning, it's not quite so bad, which is when I get out, but it's hot and humid, yeah.
Where did you get your love of running from? I know you were in the Air Force. Did you used to have to go on runs every day? Because I know you have to keep fit when you're in the military, don't you?
You've done your research, haven't you? You've found all this. No, I didn't. But I used to, you know, I ran track in high school and things, so I was always fairly active. And then in my 50s, I really became a couch potato. I was just sitting around doing nothing, getting... biggest exercise I got probably was pushing the remote control to the TV, and that didn't do a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
I joined a gym. I decided I had to do something, and I did some weights for a while. Hated it. Hated those machines. And then got out and started running, really... through that process, and that's what got me into it.
So what did you do when you left the Air Force then?
I worked in London originally, and then, first job I went to actually was in Southampton. Then it was, I went to Australia for a couple of years, then I came back, worked in London for a while, and then I came to the US.
Uh-huh. So your nationality is, you are British, English?
Yeah, I'm bi-directional. I have dual citizenship, US and UK.
Oh, right.
Born in UK and lived here for, since the mid-70s, so that's quite a while.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't really picked up an American accent as such, have you?
You know, it kind of changes. When I'm talking to British people, I find I slip back into more of a British accent. And I used to travel a lot in my job, and I used to figure that I'd be halfway across the Atlantic, my accent would change. So.
I think that's quite common, especially with people in the forces who do travel a lot, and also they meet so many different people that... your accent does tend to get diluted. But as you say, when you talk to people from the place where you were brought up, it comes back. I know my husband, he comes from Yorkshire originally, but he hasn't really got a Yorkshire accent until he starts to speak to his family, to his parents, and then he goes back into... quite a strong Yorkshire accent.
He's right, greedy then, isn't he?
I ack it. Right. So, how did you get introduced to the 7-minute workout?
I'd actually done some stuff with Joel a while back. I was back in the days when he was doing kiosks, so I was on his mailing list, and that's how I first got into it. And I was fortunate enough to be one of the early joined is what they call the Maverick group. And we were beta testers, really, for the system. 525 of us, I think there were. And what we did was, starting in March this year, we started evaluating the system. And I was amazed because, as I said, I've hated weights. And the problem with running is it's really good for endurance, but you get skinny and you get weak, and the upper body particularly, and you absolutely need to be doing something else. I knew that, but I just hated doing it, so I never did. I'd try various things and, you know, get very bored with it and stop. What I found with this is that's great fun, because like this morning I was 7 minutes and I did shoulders and abs. You know, two things that I normally hate to do, but if you can get over in 7 minutes, you know, anybody can handle that. And it was great. So that's how I got into it. And I found that one of the interesting things is, I mentioned, I'm running less now, enjoying it more, because I'm running stronger and faster and longer when I do run. And I just feel so much more energetic overall.
So when you run, is that a solitary exercise? I mean, are you part of a running club, or do you run on your own?
I am in a running club, but I haven't run much with them the last few years. I tend to run more or less on my own. Part of it is because I'm retired, so I can obviously, guess at my age, I'd have to be, or hope to be anyway. And what happens is I can pick my own time. So I can go in the morning when I'm ready before it gets too hot, and just go out the door. And I have to live in a place where, you know, there's plenty of good running just from right outside my door, so I can do that, run different courses and vary it, and just do it at my leisure. And I go outside, and sometimes I'll decide, you know, oh, I'll take a longer run today, or sometimes I'll say, nah, it's pretty hot, I'll take a short run.
Mm-hmm. So. And you mentioned there that you can run, you can do it at your leisure, and that's one of the things about the 7-minute workout, isn't it, that you can do it at your own leisure?
Absolutely, yeah, I can do it. Like a couple of days ago, I did it in the evening because I've been busy in the morning. I normally do it in the morning. Today I worked out in the morning this morning.
You also said you can get it over and done with. And I believe your wife is also your buddy in the 7-minute workout.
She's not here, unfortunately. At the moment, she's up in Nashville visiting with her granddaughter. And so she can't be here. But we work out together normally. And that's worked extremely well for us because, if one of us sort of says, I don't know about it today. I say, oh, come on, you know, let's get it done now, and we've done it for the day.
So is she an enthusiastic runner and keep fit person as well?
She will not run, she won't do, she does not, she hates exercise, but she loves the 7-minute workout.
Uh-huh. And is that because it is over and done with so quickly, or is it because the social side of it, do you get involved in the social side of it?
We do some. Actually, I do more than she does. And, you know, on the social network within 7-minute workout is really good because you can compare notes with people. You can say, just sort of comment about how you feel about your workouts, which is really nice, and see other people's results and your results and say, hey, yeah, I got that too. And that part of it is delightful. We enjoy working out together. I can never get her to go to a gym or even to go for a walk. So this is something that we can do together, and that's worked out well for us too. So it's just an all-around good thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. So do you argue over the weights then, or are you using different size weights? Have you got a his and hers?
That's a good question, actually. The argument we had about that was who was going to go out and buy the next set of heavy weights because we're moving up heavier and heavier weights all the time. But
yes.
Fortunately, for most of the exercises, she's about one weight behind me, so that's okay.
Yes, it's It's incredible, isn't it, really, how quickly the size of the weights increase with people.
Yeah.
How much their strength increases. It's quite amazing, really.
Yeah. I would recommend to anybody, when they're starting this, make a note of all these things, of what weight you're using, and get photographs and that kind of thing. I didn't do this, and it's really frustrating now, because I think back and I think, here I'm lifting 25 pounds. When did I start at? I think it was like 10, or was it 8, or was it 12? You know, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be able to have a track of that. And so it's a good recommendation for anybody to do a sort of right at the start, where am I? And then you can see your progress. I can feel it, but I can't actually measure it.
And did I read somewhere that prior to doing the 7-minute workout, you used to have pain in your back, but now you don't get it? Is that right?
Yes, you must have been reading a lot of stuff. Yes, when I was in the Air Force, I was in a plane crash and broke my back. I think that's probably, you know, that was what was doing it. But I guess my back's just got stronger.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the exercises do work on your core, don't they? So not just the lifting of the weights, building the muscle, but there's a lot of floor exercises and things that you can do. So that's obviously helped tremendously. And
yes, abdominal exercises that I was doing today, for example, on the floor.
Uh-huh. And how are the push-ups going? Because you started off on your knees, didn't you?
Yeah, could hardly manage the what I call the girly push-ups. Now I'm doing, I think it was 7 last time, with the full push-ups. That was another thing we were made to do, you know, in the service. And so I resisted ever doing. I swore I would never do them again.
So how long were you in the service? Were you a pilot or something?
I was just 2 years national service. I was right at the end of the national service people.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. So what would you say is the best thing about the 7-minute workout? If you could describe it in a few seconds, the elevator pitch, they call it, don't they? What would you have to say about the 7-minute workout?
I think that it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how fit you are, how fat you are, you will definitely find a huge benefit in terms of increased energy and an improvement in, I think, outlook on life.
I mean, clearly you didn't start the 7-minute workout to lose weight, did you? Because you're quite lean anyway. But for a lot of people, I think they did join as a means to lose weight without having to go on a diet. And it does seem to be working, if not initially, because muscle weighs more than fat anyway. So perhaps the scales don't tell them they've lost weight, but certainly they change shape, and that appeals to a lot of people. So have you found that you've changed shape? I mean, have you developed muscles in your arms and things?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. My shriveled up arms are beginning actually to show biceps and things, which is good. I've still got a way to go, obviously, and I don't think I'll ever look like Joel, and I'm not really sure I want to, but I can definitely feel, I can see the, you know, when I'm shaving, or I don't shave, but when I'm, you know, brushing my teeth and things in the morning, I can see the change in the tone in my arms.
Mm-hmm. But it's so important, is it, to look after your bone and your muscles, especially as you get older, because you hear so many people who suffer from osteoporosis and just they fall over and like they break their arms or they break their hips and things. So anything you can do to improve the strength must be good.
Yeah, and in fact, they recommend that you do weight-bearing exercises. essentially, in order to maintain the strength in your bones.
Was that advice that you've ever been given? I mean, I don't know, do you have health checks when you reach a certain age and they give you advice, or?
Yeah, there's actually, they've changed the rules on all this recently, you know, the measurements, and they talk now about something called osteopenia, which is a precursor of osteoporosis. And they've sort of dropped the point at which they measure this, so that now I think most people over the age of 60, 65 are going to get a diagnosis of osteopenia, saying that you better be doing something about it, otherwise you are going to get osteoporosis.
Yes, because that's a very debilitating problem to have, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And the thing is, a lot of people don't realise they've got it until they do break their bones.
And they do bone density measurements, which is that way you can diagnose it, right?
Yeah, okay. So had you had any health issues prior to the 7 workout, apart from your back problems? Did you have anything else that might have put you off exercising?
I think anybody, you know, by the time they reached my age, had health problems one sort or another. I used to smoke, and I have, I'm told by the doctors I have emphysema, and I've also had a couple of bouts with cancer, so yeah, I've had some issues.
Gosh. And by exercising, you feel better? You do feel more charged? Yeah?
Absolutely, yes. I feel... I get the illusion of being much more in control. I think it's an illusion. At least it's a good illusion.
Well, anything that makes you feel positive has got to be good, hasn't it? And certainly...
Yes.
And do you feel happier? I know a lot of people have reported that by doing the exercises, they do feel happier.
Yeah, yes. That's one of the benefits, I think, is the kind of the your outlook on life improves, I think, because... of a general feeling of well-being. And that's part of what fitness is really about.
Mm-hmm. And your wife is feeling that as well, is she?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's really good. Fantastic. Well...
We don't go around getting all depressed anymore.
Oh!
We didn't match anyway.
Oh, you're just a spring chicken now. I mean, you're at 78, coming up to 79, but people... are living into their hundreds now, so you've still got at least 20-odd years to go.
Yeah, I'm taking options at 130, actually.
Are you? Oh, okay. Jolly good. Well, they'll soon be saying hundreds the new 30 or something like that, so there you go. Well, you certainly look and sound really well at the moment, so long may it continue. I really appreciate your insights, and no doubt our paths will cross again, but not on the road, because I absolutely hate running, I really do, but I do like the 7-minute workout for probably the same reasons as you do, that you can get in and out very quickly, and it works, let's face it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so anyway.
Thank you so much, Jean, that's I really appreciate it.
That's really no problem. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and you take care.
You
okay.
Too.
Okay
Thank
then.
You.
Bye-bye.